Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Authorities gain a new lead into a home burglary that occurred on a Friday evening 2 weeks ago in the 6100 block of Ronerville Road, Fortuna, along with having $10,000 of possessions stolen. The thieves also took the resident's credit card and attempted to use it at the Bear River Casino's gas station in Lolita. The casino captured several images and shared the info with the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office of one male suspect using the card, and cameras captured images of a second man who also walked into the gas station with him. If you can help identify the suspects, please contact the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office. Moser Properties announced that the federal courthouse currently located in Eureka will relocate to the airport business park adjacent to the Eureka Arcata Airport. Construction of the new courthouse is expected to begin within the next 5 months, and the announcement of the news is a result of years of work and preparation by Moser Properties. The site was chosen because of its proximity to Highway 101, the airport, as well as the site's preparedness for being able to move quickly in the construction process, including having all necessary permits approved. College of the Redwoods Community Education will be adding live in-person real estate classes for spring of this year. Classes offered include real estate principles, real estate practice, and real estate finance. These classes are in addition to the correspondence classes offered through CR. A free optional information meeting is scheduled for Tuesday of next week at 5:30 p.m. That's at the CR downtown site at 333 6th Street, Eureka. Humboldt County has earned a name for the production of marijuana that has grown on local lands, but Sheriff Mike Downey points out that aside from the problems already associated with marijuana cultivation, we are also seeing the effects of harder drugs like heroin and meth.
Countywide Drug Task Force now is truly a countywide drug task force run by the Sheriff's Office, but we still have the participating agencies. We assisted Eureka's POP team with a large bust of about a pound of heroin and large amount of cash. That's pretty significant for our area. Last year, we actually took off about 4 pounds of tar heroin for this area, and that's a lot of heroin. That's an extremely large amount of heroin. And then a month ago, the Drug Task Force was able to take off about 3 pounds of methamphetamine, which is a lot of methamphetamine.
The county drug task force remains busy, but Downey also notes that marijuana can be used to barter for the harder stuff.
We have a large commodity here, which makes trading with other types of drugs very desirable, and that's marijuana. Marijuana in our county, because we raise so much of it, is often traded for these other heroin, the methamphetamine, the ecstasy, those types of drugs.
Downey went on to say that with a heavy police presence on the I-5 corridor that runs through California up to Washington, dealers may be using the 101 corridor, and that could explain why we are seeing more heroin and meth in the area. More KINS News after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's. On the Plaza Arcata, of course.
Reporter Dan Squire brings you the Our Community News segment. Here's Dan with more.
In this month's Our Community News, we have turned the focus to local service clubs that provide a wide range of support for communities up and down the North Coast. Some of the service clubs are readily identifiable, Kiwanis, Rotary, and particularly in Humboldt County, the Seroptimus International of Humboldt Bay, the local chapter of a worldwide effort. Seroptimus International works to ensure the voices of women and girls around the world are included in international decision-making and policy setting. At the local level, that means supporting young women, young mothers, as well as women of all ages, with achieving goals and making improvements to the local community. Seroptimus of Humboldt Bay hold fundraisers to provide money for scholarships, including new students, as well as women going back to school. And local Seroptimus also host the always popular High Heels for Healing to turn the focus to issues local women face every day. Seroptimus, one of the local service groups making a difference on the North Coast. And that's Our Community News.
Thanks, Dan. With a KIN Essence of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.